Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I suspect that Tom Brady has his next Randy Moss.
Josh Gordon being with the Patriots is great for Josh Gordon, and it's great for the Patriots.
How many catches, how many touchdowns?
70 catches, 1,000 yards, and 90 touchdowns. 9 touchdowns.
Sucker.
Oh, it's caught! Josh Gordon! Tom Brady joins the 500 touchdown club!
6 games is 25 catches.
Brady throws another big one. Gordon for the touchdown!
I am sick and tired of this guy getting chances. Listen, here's the bottom line. You are about to get suspended.
You know, it's obviously an unfortunate situation. Wish him the very best, as we all do.
Oh, my God.
Josh Gordon is going to return to the New England Patriots this weekend.
As excited as we would be to have Gordon back, this is about life.
Life!
He just wants to make sure that he's healthy in spirit and mind, and the fact that he's been reinstated seems to indicate he's in a good place.
I do want to bring up Josh Gordon.
Nope.
Because you put out a statement earlier today.
Nope.
Anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
Good luck in the second half.
Right now.
Arizona.
This is so bad.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Want me to keep singing?
Yeah,
keep
singing. Yeah, there you
I mean,
go.
You're a big country fan.
You liked the concert, huh, the other day?
Well, I mean.
Is that you singing on the broadcast?
I was, yes. I had to.
During
you know,
commercial
it was
or actually.
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. All I know is that you could hear everything. Where we're situated at with the CBS Sports Club, you can hear the concert going on. Some people don't even pay or purchase a ticket. They just hang out at the CBS Sports Club, sit out there on the balcony, and they hear everything. Buy themselves some dinner, kind of cruise a little bit, and they get
the
full
effect.
That is nice.
You can sit on the deck, you hear the music, you just roll with it.
Yeah, yeah, so it was perfect, right? So, I, you know, a little George Strait, there was a song I recognized, so I started joining in.
All right, we're back down here at Gillette. No hard way. You'll be back tomorrow. Jimmy Fund Telethon, Radio Telethon will be tomorrow, the next couple of days. Hope you join us there. We'll get more into that as far as some of the guests we have planned for the next couple of days. But we are down here at Gillette, just the MFers. Big news over the weekend. And Josh Gordon gets reinstated. You know, and that just sort of, I don't, that came out of nowhere. I think the same reaction I think a lot of people got when they heard that was like, wow.
Already?
Just
that
out of
soon?
Nowhere. Yeah, and then by the way, there's no suspension tied into this year as well. It's not like, you know, he's reinstated, but he's going to be suspended for the first 4 games. No, he's back. He's in a building today, as a matter of fact. May not play Thursday. I don't know. Maybe he does. Most likely plays game 4. Maybe he's ready for the opening day.
Well, what
I think
makes
that's
you,
a good
what
little boost
what,
for this Patriots team.
Oh, when I saw it, I'm assuming.
But you're down on him. You hate him.
No.
See, because
I believe in nine chances. Wait, hold on. What made you think that I didn't like him?
You didn't like him.
What did I say that make you think that I didn't like him as a football player or as just a person in
he
general?
He does nothing. All he does is run slants and goes. And
no,
I said,
what I didn't
useful?
Like what I didn't like is the fact no, how they were building this guy up, acting like he had figured it out and he was just perfect.
I think you called him a dumb football player. Can't run a route tree.
I don't think he can. At the point where people were like building
and
this
guy up. And it's the worst case scenario was him getting suspended.
Well, I'll tell you what. You need to calm down already.
Well, I'm just
saying.
You
need to calm down. Take a step
See,
back.
I'm on
relax
the
a little
train.
Bit. I know because that whole open was nothing but Lou highlights. Lou
Gordon
highlights.
Oh. I was close to my prediction. He was on pace. He just happened to get suspended again.
When I went back and looked at his stats, 11 games, 40 catches,
yep.
720 yards.
3 touchdowns.
That is amazing. Forget about the touchdowns. I care less about the freaking touchdowns. The fact is that the guy was close to 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He had 11 games. That's not even a college football season. That's a college regular season minus the bowl game. And that guy had 720 yards in 40 catches. He had an average of 18 yards per catch. So imagine if he had 16 games. Imagine if he understands the offense. Imagine if he could take what he did last year, which was a lot of slants and goes, a lot of run at big catches, big chunk yardage. Imagine if he could take that and parlay that into this year. And now he's got what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Got 2 preseason games, which he won't play in. And then he's got almost a week because they don't play till Sunday. So they'll play this Thursday, they play the following Thursday. And then he has almost a week and a half off of just getting used to everything. To me, if he's going to shine, if he's going to have a breakout year where he is evolved and he is like turning this offense into Randy Moss-type plays,
should he be on
which
this?
He is capable of doing,
yep.
Then this is the year to do it.
Well, let me ask you, should he be on the team?
Yes, most definitely, yes.
But I remember when he got suspended last year, we talked about, is this it for Josh Gordon? And I was all on board of bringing him back. And I don't think you and Glenn were. You didn't want him back here. And I said, what's wrong with him being your fourth or fifth wide receiver on a team? Which is maybe what he is going to be. Who knows? But you guys didn't want him back. Because you didn't want to just rely on him?
I think that he's, everything that he's done in his life, he's been unreliable. He hasn't finished anything. He hasn't kept his word. He's not kept his word once. He keeps promising and promising and promising, and he gets chance after chance after chance. Eventually, you have to start looking at yourself. Why do I keep giving this guy another chance? All he does is let me down. Okay, but I think based on what I saw last year, it didn't have any effect on this team when he left. Had no effect on them. They still went on and won the Super Bowl. So, if you can get 10 games out of him, and he helps you win some tough games, especially in the middle of the year, and he gets suspended again, who's hurting all this?
That's why I say they're in a different area. Now, I guess, I think it's a good thing. Now, he's just, we'll see if he's activated. Hopefully, at some point, he'll get in the next game or two and be ready to go here opening day, and they can just sort of spot how they use him. You know, last year they brought him in, and they desperately needed him. With the way they acquired wide receivers last year, they were in a spot where they brought this guy over, a guy you really don't want to rely on, and they said, we got Julian Edelman and you. You know, and Gronk, like, that's it. That's who we have to throw to. I know James White. I'm just talking about, you know, wide receivers, tight ends. This year, maybe it's a different story. You know, I don't know. You know, maybe this year, you know, he could slide in. You could sit there and say, well, you got Edelman. You don't have a tight end. And I don't know if he has that number two wide receiver right away. He could with the ability. But with a guy like Jacoby Myers, we'll see if N'Keal Harry can get healthy. You know, maybe Philip Dorsett's still here. Now he can sort of blend in a little bit more as opposed to being a guy that they desperately need. And they're going to put all their eggs into this basket that eventually is going to let him down.
Yeah, I just feel like he's a guy that you have to respect, obviously. So you can't just throw some scrub out there and hope that that defensive back or that secondary player gets in his way. You have to honor him. And now, whoever, if you have Meyer or Harry, and one of those two guys are throwing Berrios, whoever it is, that guy's job just got a lot easier because he's not dealing with the second-best cornerback. He's dealing with the third or the fourth-best cornerback, and maybe the advantage is with the Patriots now because I would think you double it, your opportunity to convert plays, with Brady putting you in the right position and throwing the football. So, yes, they got better. So, and I'm not going to get into if you want to get into the why or should they give him a break, we can totally do that because to me it's obvious why they're doing it. Why it happened so quickly. I heard Jack Del Rio earlier in the day, or was it yesterday, obviously a former player, former coach, Jacksonville, and with the Raiders. He was amazed that this guy was reinstated so quickly. That normally a guy like this goes the route of Justin Blackmon, where you never hear from him again. He gets suspended again. Okay, you've gotten too many chances. But this is not Grand Theft Auto. This is not domestic violence. This is not some... So it's not like he's transporting drugs across state lines. Let's listen to Del Rio because when I heard him say this, I agree with him.
It's got to be his last chance. I mean, this is second team that he's been on in this program with. I would be shocked if Coach Belichick hasn't laid down the law. It's going to be like this, and if you cross the line, then you're not going to be a part of this football team. He has to get it together, and as the commissioner said, it's up to Josh Gordon. There's no question about the young man's talent. He's a supremely talented young man, but he's got to get his life together. How the league decided to let him back in already, I don't understand. I don't know that part. He just got suspended, so to be able to come back from that this quickly is shocking to me. But he's getting an opportunity.
He is.
Now it's up to him. The talent is unquestionable.
All right, there's two questions. One is... why he was reinstated so quickly, okay, because I want to get into that with you. The other one is he talks about Bill laying down the law. You don't think Bill laid down the law last year?
Well, that's the whole thing.
I mean,
Bill's got to lay down the law.
You got to lay down it again? Okay, I wasn't serious last time.
Yeah,
I was just
right.
Joking. Right. I laid down the law last year, but I was just kind of teasing you, you know, because I'm playful. Sometimes
Snuff
I'm playful. This
ammo.
Year, I really mean it. I am laying down the law. No second chances. Keep your nose clean. Stay in your lane. Be respectful. Show up on time. Don't be late. This time he means it, right? So, okay. He laid down the law.
Well, he had, yes. Yeah. So Bill Belichick actually released this statement when the league announced his reinstatement. In a written statement, he said, "For the past 8 months, Josh's situation has been entirely a league matter. When Josh returns to our program, we will evaluate the entire situation and do what we feel best for Josh and the team." So you talk about, you know, giving this guy another chance, why it happened so quick, Del Rio. You got to go back to, I was just looking at just his professional career. We know that he was suspended and kicked off the team, I believe, was it Baylor?
Yeah.
At one point. Professional career, 2012 is rookie year, 2013 with the Browns. He missed the first two games for violating a substance abuse policy. That was in 2013. 2014, he was suspended for the entire year while driving impaired. That was actually reduced to 10 games. So after 10 games, he came back to the Browns, played the next five, and then was suspended by the Browns themselves for the last game of the year for violating team rules. In 2015, he was suspended for the entire season, again, for violating substance abuse policy, and he pled guilty to driving impaired. In January of 16, he applied for reinstatement. That was denied when reported that he had failed another drug test in 2016. But he was actually reinstated in July of that year and was suspended the first four games. But on September 29th, that year, he left the Browns to enter an inpatient rehab facility. And then we know what happened last year. He came back, played a game with Cleveland, and was traded to the Patriots. And on December 20th, left the team as well. So you talk about chances. You know, and you said laying down the law. Before last year even happened, what does Del Rio think that Bill didn't lay down the law last year? He said, look, we know what your past. It's all this stuff. College, Browns, we got it. You're coming to us. We're going to rely on you, you know. And we heard all the time about them insulating with everybody, right? And making sure people are keeping this guy. I'm sure the Patriots did everything they could to help this player out. Now he's back. What's different?
Well, his locker is next to Ben Watson and I think Maurice Harris. And Brady's right, maybe a couple lockers down the way. So they're going to surround him with veterans
who are
doing
year?
The right thing. That's the point. So I heard last year was supposed to be his last chance. Like, if you can't make it with the Patriots, then this is your last stop.
Right.
Because no one else is going to. The Patriots are the only team qualified to kind of resurrect your career and mold you and protect you, right? Because they don't play around. They're all business. And they're gonna make sure they put the right people in your life to help you or protect you from yourself. Didn't work. I heard Trey Wingo earlier this morning, and I had totally forgotten about this, and I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if we have time to play it now. Should we break?
Let's
I want to play when we come back.
Let's do it when we come back. There's a lot more to get into. I know, Christian, you want to talk about why now? Why is the league letting this guy in now? Also, Bill Belichick's going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll attempt to ask him about the Josh Gordon situation.
Oh, we're going to attempt, all right.
Because he did address it earlier today. I want to play that as well because he had a few jokes in there. I don't know. Maybe that tells us how he's going to react to us. But we'll do all that and more. The MFers down here at Gillette without Glenn Ordway. Josh Gordon is back with the New England Patriots. We dive more into that when we come back.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't know any other way to put this, and I'm really, really, I just like to apologize to everybody on the show ahead of time because I'm pissed. I'm just going to say it. I'm disgusted. I am sick and tired of this guy getting chances. Listen, here's the bottom line. You are about to get suspended. Tom Brady, the great Tom Brady, a five-time Super Bowl champion, raved about you. Raved about you. Talked about your talent, your ability, how fond he was of you, getting to know you, et cetera, et cetera. We can sit up there and say he's an addict. And if you want to sit up there and look at it from that perspective, because that is the reality, I understand those who call for a degree and a level of compassion.
Well, that was Stephen A. Smith on the suspension last year of Josh Gordon. I wonder if it's a different tone now. We'll see. But OMF down here at Gillette, no Ordway. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Josh Gordon reinstated to the New England Patriots. We'll see where it goes from there. As Bill Belichick said, they'll do what's best for Josh and the team. Bill Belichick did speak this morning to reporters, and of course Josh Gordon came up, but Bill, it sounded like he was having a little bit of fun with these guys this morning.
Have you had a chance to meet with Josh Gordon this morning?
I meet with the players every day.
maybe in good spirits and excited about his opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I'll release a statement on that. I have nothing to add to it. That's where we're at.
Did he come in, you know, or how would you describe, did he come in good shape, or are you pleased with how he maintains
that? Yeah, I think I've already covered all that.
Bill, did
you get a copy of the statement?
I saw it on Twitter, but it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I don't do my face, but I mean, we're happy to give you a copy of it. It's really, that's where I'm at.
So I have one question about the statement, because it did feel like there was maybe a little bit of room there in terms of his future with the team, maybe some uncertainty. So if he's available according to the league, is there any uncertainty as far as you're concerned as to whether or not he'll be with the team?
Well, I mean, he hasn't even been on the field yet. I think I covered it. There's nothing more to add. Is another line of questioning, or are we going to... Or can a witness step down now?
Just curious.
That was Bill.
That's what it's like. That's what it's like. He feels like the witness stepped down. Yeah, he's on trial.
Yeah, sorry, man, I don't do my face.
He's just getting peppered with questions.
You know, Phil Perry brings up the point.
Okay, step down.
You know, the league reinstates him, but will you? I mean, based on his talent, you would think so, correct? I mean, based on his talent, you sit there and say, listen, we got a very talented guy the league's going to let play, and he can only play for us, or he's on our team, so we're going to use him. We just assume they're going to use him, right?
Yeah, we're assuming that when he left, do you think he left the team purely because of off-the-field issues, drug-related issues, substance abuse issues?
Yes.
Do we think that's all there is to it?
Yes.
He was never late.
Oh, no. No, we didn't we hear, I think we heard afterwards that there was a couple of times when he was a little tardy, I believe. Right? I remember hearing something about that in December afterwards. There was some times he was late, but that's no. I think it was strictly because the league said you can't play anymore.
So, because my issue was when it comes to, so he's got the substance abuse issue, so he's failing a drug test. Is he showing up late or not in his playbook or screwing up because of that? Or is this just him just being lazy? What are the two, you know, come together? Is he showing up late because of substance abuse? Or is he showing up late because he's showing up late? You know what I mean? Like, do I blame showing up late on substance abuse?
To me, if it was an issue,
it's just his personality.
Well, if it was an issue other than him failing a test, right? If he was showing up late, if he wasn't putting his work in, you think they'd bring him back? You think they would offer him a contract? Now, they might have, just thinking he's an asset. If he comes back, maybe we could trade him. But if he was having issues other than substance abuse, a test that he failed or whatever, knew he was going to fail, walked away, you think they'd bring him back?
I just feel like there's...
I don't.
There's, I think that there's more than... There's the substance abuse issue. Okay, then there's just, can I count on this guy? That is why when I look at the game film and I look at what he's doing, I don't see a guy that's responsible for a lot of adjustments. And the adjustments that he did have, he couldn't do them. And also remember, there's issues in practice. Couldn't get the routes done. Couldn't figure it out in practice. Is it because of substance abuse issues? Is he lazy? Or is he just not a bright football player? Is he good at doing the physical plays like slants and goes where he's just physically more talented than the other player and he doesn't have to dissect any defense? He doesn't need to adjust on the fly. He's good at being an athlete. So you run him on slants and you run him on goes and deep dig routes where he finds the void. And you throw the ball up when in doubt because he's going to come down with it 9 times out of 10. So which one is it?
I think that they like the talent, and I think now maybe in more of a limited role where they don't have to rely on him, I think it's a good fit. I'm glad he's back. I said it back when they suspended him. I wanted him back this year, not as like the number one or two option. But here's the one drawback, because when he left, we saw, you know, the offense. I mean, they played well after that, obviously. They won the Super Bowl. Saw Philip Dorsett have a little bit of a role. The one drawback to me now, because last year I looked around and said, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. And I'm not going to go crazy over like preseason games, but is he in there now and a guy like Jacoby Myers, we don't see what he could become. Now, N'Keal Harry, first-round pick, like once he gets healthy, is Josh Gordon starting, and all of a sudden these guys are in limited roles, and you don't see what they see? Because last year, I don't think he was in front of anybody. Philip Dorsett, Chris Hogan, whatever. I want Josh Gordon out there. And I'll admit, this year, I was a little intrigued by Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry.
All that does is help those guys.
Help? What if they're not playing as much as they would be without him?
Well, I mean, who do you trust more when they're out in the field?
Well, I'm just saying.
Harry, Meyer.
I don't know either one of them. But all I know is that Jacoby Myers, every game he plays in, he's got 6 catches and 75 yards in a preseason.
I'm fine with that. It's preseason. I get it. The numbers are inflated based on who he's. The guy had 1,000 yards receiving in college. He over 1,000 yards receiving, 70-something catches. The guy's good. The guy's productive.
Catches.
Yeah, okay, great. Awesome. You should be doing that against the talent that you're going against. These games now, the last two games, are basically glorified.
Not everybody does it.
They're bowl games.
But not everybody's catching every single pass thrown his way.
Listen, the guy's got good hands, one. Again, go look at his college. The guy didn't have a problem dropping balls. He wasn't dropping passes. He had over 1,000 yards receiving. They threw the ball to him all the time. He can catch. He's just straight line slow. All right, so how does that translate into a real game when everybody's playing you differently? I would say, listen, give this guy, put him where he should be, and don't expect too much of him, you know, and just feed him slowly like a baby. Just give him enough that he can chew. He won't choke himself. That way he doesn't take 10 steps back after taking 3 steps forward. Same with all those rookies. Everyone is looking at what's going on in the preseason right now and assuming that these guys are going to be great. I'm not buying it. All of them. All the guys that are succeeding are guys that should succeed. Winovich should be awesome. Chased on every play. He was a stud in college. N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Meyer. These guys were awesome in college.
Yeah, but that doesn't always
translate.
Dominate. You know that.
They should dominate.
Duke Dawson was pretty good in college, too. What's he looking like? I mean, there's a lot of guys.
I haven't really been looking at Duke Dawson.
Well, from what you understand, like he's now they're playing him at safety a little bit because he can't cover anybody. So they draft guys that are really good in college. They all are usually, but they don't always show. So I like that Gordon is here. I love that he was here last year because they needed it. They had nothing. Again, Dorsett and Hogan. Okay, whatever. This year, I've got to admit, I'm a little more intrigued than the other two kids. Now, they're rookies. So maybe you need a guy like Gordon in there. Somebody, you know, it's crazy to say count on because I think with Gordon and being able to count on him are two things you don't normally say.
Here's what you should look for with these young receivers. You should look at Malcolm Mitchell when he was playing,
mm-hmm.
what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
and he was excelling.
I'll take that.
I would take that all day long. All day long I would take that. Reliable, good hands, never screwed up, was never part of the problem, was always in the right spot, and he caught the ball.
Yeah.
He just had injury issues, and he was out of the league way too soon based on his injuries. But I do want to get to the why. I know we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to let people know that this is going to be the norm moving forward. Guys like Josh Gordon are going to be the norm. There's going to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances. As long as these guys are not in prison, getting pulled over, beating their wives and their girlfriends, you know, putting their kids in harm's way, guys like this are going to have multiple opportunities.
All right, listen, we'll get to that. Christian talking about why this guy is reinstated. Is it the change of the NFL? Also, your reaction. Josh Gordon is back. Are you happy about that? We'll do that and more as OMF continues after this.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
The news that Josh Gordon will be reinstated by the NFL is obviously awesome news for the New England Patriots. You get back a very high-end player in that wide receiver group, but I don't think it's that much of a surprise. I think around the league circles, we knew that at some point this was going to happen. The oddball nature of this, though, is that it's NFL. It always feels fishy. It always feels like ulterior motive. In doing this, they've done a release that feels much different than all other reinstatement releases you've ever seen. One of the oddball things you'll notice in the release is they actually mandate when Josh can come back and play, not for virtues of their issue with him, but because they don't say he's had sufficient conditioning or practice time. So the league is trying to play football coach, which is really goofy and which is obviously an overstep.
That is weird. That's all the way to Matt Chatham.
Well, so he said he's not a surprise to people around the league. I don't agree with that.
So wait, I'm sitting on my couch. I don't have any mental health issues. I've never failed a drug test. I'm sitting on my couch, but I'm still working out because I still want to get a job. They call me up, like Eric Decker last year. They call me up. I got to sit there and wait a couple weeks to prove that I'm in shape. What kind of sense does that make? Why is he, if he's reinstated, he's reinstated. Let him play right away. They're treating him differently already as opposed to some other guy who is a free agent, hasn't been signed by anybody. It gets into the halfway point of the preseason, and they say, yeah, you can play, but we're not going to give you the ability to make the team in the preseason because we don't want you to play until the regular season. What kind of sense does that make?
No, it doesn't.
It makes no sense whatsoever. So you're reinstating him, but you're saying, no. Since you have drug-related issues and you failed the drug test, we want to make sure you're in shape.
Physically, mentally, I don't know.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's handling it differently. Let's get to your call, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Michael in South Boston. Michael, go ahead, buddy. You're on OMF.
Hello?
Michael, you there? All right, we lost him. All right, let's go to Diane in the car. Diane, go ahead. You're on with the MFers, actually. Go ahead. Diane. All right, maybe we're having some issues with the
wrong
phones
button
here.
All
right, whatever. I don't know. We're having bad issues with you guys, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe
let me get
things
into it. So
I want you to talk about why.
Okay, here's the why. And I think the way mental health is being looked at in the NFL, this is the poster child for the techniques and the protocol that they're looking to implement into the league. Don't throw Josh Gordon into the Adrian Peterson bucket or, you know, Ezekiel Elliott bucket. Don't throw him into that bucket. Completely separate. It's looked at differently. It's not stigmatized. One, mental health isn't like it used to. And it's not comparable to what Tyreek Hill did or what Adrian Peterson did. People have a soft spot for people like Josh Gordon, especially now. And I don't even know if you even knew this, but I just saw this today, that in May, the NFL announced the new mental health initiative. Did you hear about this? Okay.
No.
Where each team has to have a behavioral health team clinician at the facility. Okay. Every single team for up to 8 to 12 hours per week. So they have to have almost like almost like Jack Easterby was that guy.
Yep.
Now he's with the Houston Texans. So every team has to have a guy at the facility for up to 8 to 12 hours a week, which is basically every single workday that you have, like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. To me, if you're looking for signs that this is going to happen for more people, I say look to this right here, this initiative.
All right.
Hey, mental health. Hey, listen, Josh Gordon is not a problem child. He has health. He has mental health issues. He has demons. He grew up crazy. We gotta rehabilitate this guy. We just can't throw him out and just let him figure out on his own. He was in the NFL. He's part of our family. So let's try and fix him.
You see, I think it was the groundwork was sort of laid the way they handled a couple instances over the summer, over the winter, or the whatever it is.
What? Which
spring
ones?
Well, the Tyreek Hill situation, the Ezekiel Elliott situation. I mean, you're sitting there, and again, you know, the responses of Tyreek Hill, there's a lot of smoke around what the hell happened. Nobody can get to the bottom of it. Same thing with Ezekiel Elliott, you know, whereas a couple years prior, you know, they suspend this guy for 6 games when their own investigator said that they shouldn't. They get a lot of, you know, grief from the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones is flipping out. So teams are, like, flipping out. They're looking at ratings, all these other things, and all of a sudden this year something happens with Zeke, nothing. Tyreek Hill, nothing.
Wait, but did you put Josh Gordon in that same category?
No, what I'm saying is 2 or 3 years ago, both these guys have been suspended to start the year, Tyreek Hill and Ezekiel Elliott. So there was a change. Now they're looking at it going, okay, we're going to let these two off, but we have somebody like Josh Gordon, and you classify it as mental health issues. We're keeping him away from the game because he can't get off the pipe. He can't stop smoking weed. Meanwhile, we're letting these other guys play when we're not quite sure if they committed crimes. We're still investigating.
Yeah, but that
so it's
has
a bad look.
But that, to me, is what Ezekiel Elliott did.
It's a bad look.
Is a worse look than what Josh Gordon is doing.
Yeah, but meanwhile, Zeke's playing. This guy's not. So that's what I'm saying. That's a bad look. You know, I think when Tyreek Hill, when they announced they didn't do anything, remember that one tweet, whatever, was about, you know, Tyreek Hill, they're going to give him an opportunity, you know, to better himself and show up at camp. Meanwhile, Josh Gordon, they need him to stay away from football while he tries to better himself. It was just paraphrasing. I don't know. It was a catchy little tweet. But I thought that was a bad look. So now they're sitting there saying, okay, if we're going to be somewhat lenient on our stars, whatever, how the hell do we keep Josh Gordon out for smoking weed?
And I would say if you add in the fact, there's a bunch of layers to this. If you add in the fact that medicinal marijuana, weed in general, and how many different states it's legal. So you're going to find this guy for smoking weed where it's legal?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And how many states there you have an NFL team?
Yeah.
California, Colorado, Massachusetts.
It doesn't look good when you're harder on guys for smoking weed than you are with others who potentially, you know, like Ezekiel, that guy's still trying to sue him now because the NFL did nothing for that incident out in Vegas when he threw somebody down to the ground. So you can't go harder on guys for smoking weed, especially, like you said, what's going on in the world. Like, weed is legal in most of the states at this point.
And what's the difference between a guy who grew up in a hard, tough neighborhood, right, affected by his youth, and he has anger management issues, and he takes those anger issues out on his girlfriend or his wife? He's still tortured. He's still damaged inside, but his effect on society is his girlfriend being beat up and the police arriving. Should you not try to rehabilitate that person? But since his crime is so stigmatized because it's an attack on a woman,
well, it's a lot worse.
Well, I know it is.
You know that.
Yeah. It's obvious. My point is that they're both need to be rehabilitated. Both of them. Josh Gordon needs to be rehabilitated, and so does a guy like Tyreek Hill.
But it is a slippery slope. Once, this is what we're doing with weed guys. That failed drug policies.
If you're going to do it with weed guys, do it with every guy that has a problem. So if Tyreek Hill, if it's determined through evaluation, psychological evaluation, that he has anger management issues based on the way he was brought up, and he's a detriment to society, he should not be in a relationship because he can't handle his anger. And then the result of that, someone always gets beat up and somebody's in the...
Difference might be is that smoking weed now isn't really illegal in most states.
Well, I know, but that's why I think there's so many different layers to this. One, weed is legal. So who cares? If I don't have a substance abuse problem, I can drink a beer on a Friday night, a Thursday night, be tested Friday morning, and there's no issues. So what? I can drink beer. It's legal for me to drink beer. I smoke weed on a Thursday night. I get tested Friday morning. I'm suspended.
Right.
But it's legal in Massachusetts. It's legal in all
the
states.
That's what I mean. They're going to start softening up the weed suspension.
Yeah. So, and this goes into the collective bargaining agreement.
But here's the thing. I mean, but it still rules. Like, while it's still a rule in the league, because if that's the case, why even have testing? Like, if you break a rule in the league where it clearly states you're going to have drug testing, and if you're smoking weed, it's going to pop up and you're going to be suspended. But then you take a guy that's gotten 4 or 5 breaks, keeps kind of getting suspended and coming back, suspended and coming back. How do you suspend the guy who gets caught for the first time? You know, if you're lightning, if you're letting this guy back in the game, or are we just sitting there saying, you know what, we're basically, you know, we'll have guys that fail drug tests, but we're just going to let it go for a year. You know, and quietly almost sit there and say, whatever, nothing's going to happen from you guys. We're going to soften the suspensions on weed. I don't know if that's where it's coming, or the next CBA, they're going to address that right away.
Okay, let's assume this. If the league didn't have the substance abuse protocol, okay, you can't smoke weed, you're going to get tested. And first of all, anyone who gets nabbed smoking weed in the NFL is stupid.
Right.
They tell you when it is. It's once a year. If you can't get by, if you can't mask it or resist it for a week, you're an idiot. All right, so you're not disciplined, but it happens to you. You get caught. All right, you're in the program now. Every time your name comes up, you're flagged. So if they did not have that, if they did not have this substance abuse issue where they test for you, and Josh Gordon could smoke as much as he wanted and never be affected by a drug test, what do you think his career would look like? Do you think he would be in the league? Let's say he's not getting arrested, but his play is affected.
See, that's why
he's not paying attention. He would just be out of the league, and no one would give him 5 million chances.
We've had that discussion before. It should be team mandated. You know, if you're testing these guys by the team and you're seeing someone's play diminish and you're testing he's got a ton of weed in his system, that's affecting his play. Now, he's letting you down as a team. You can decide whether it's not worth it anymore, whether you want to keep the player or not. But you go light on Josh Gordon, you go light on guys that, you know, abuse weed. What happens if he fails another drug test week four, week five? Now what do you do? I mean, do you suspend him for 3 or 4 games, or do you suspend him indefinitely again? And it's like, Jesus, I mean, we've already reinstated you 4 times. Like, how many times can we let you continue to break the rules in this league and reinstate you?
The mental health aspect of it almost requires the NFL to have a softer side.
How many guys hide behind that?
Who knows?
Well, I'm just saying, there's guys out there that we've had this discussion many times. Mental health, no question. Maybe that is Josh Gordon. Like you said, the upbringing that he had, he started when he was probably in seventh grade, I think that story was. But what if there's some guy out there that just got to the pros and is like, yeah, I like smoking weed. I don't think I have a mental
careless.
Health problem, but if I get caught, I'm going to say I do. You know what I mean? Or that's the you know what? I can't help it. I'm sorry. I have some mental health issues. Like I would think there's guys that will hide behind
it's
that.
Almost like, yeah, it's almost like that's a sanctuary. That's sanctuary.
If you I mention it, I'm safe.
Yeah, listen, hey, mental health.
You can't
health.
Touch me.
Mental health. What are you doing? You can't fire
Not
me.
Everybody that smokes weed has mental health issues.
Agreed. So how do you know who does and who doesn't? So how do you know somebody's faking? So if a guy gets – I used to have guys that would show up at practice drunk. Now, were they alcoholics? Some of them were not alcoholics. They were just stupid. They thought it would be cute and funny to go have drinks before practice. And it showed how undisciplined and careless they were.
Yeah.
That's a character issue. That's not a mental health issue. And who determines if it's a character issue or if it's a mental health issue? Because I tell you what, if you're wrong – and you say it's just a character issue, not mental health, good luck, because they're coming after you. They're coming after you. The pitchforks, the torches.
Yeah.
How dare you? You need to cuddle this guy. You need to take care of this guy.
Should we try the phones again?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go to Michael in South Boston. Michael, are you there?
Wait, my question is for Kristen.
What's up?
When was the last time Gordon had a mental health evaluation, and when did you read the report so you could pass judgment on it?
What are you talking about when he had a mental health? When are you passing judgment on what? Passing judgment on what?
You're saying it's a mental health issue. How do you know that?
The league is saying that. They're saying that. What are you calling it then?
When was he evaluated by a mental health professional, and when did you read that report that you could make a judgment call on that?
First of all, I haven't read any report because the league wouldn't allow you. But are you telling me that you don't think he's had a mental health evaluation?
I'm an alcoholic.
Hold on. Do you think he had a mental health evaluation?
Alcoholics and drug addicts who grew up in suburban households and good families.
Do you think he had a mental health evaluation? It's a yes or no question.
Yes, I do think he had.
Okay, all right. So listen, I didn't read it, and neither did you, but that's what they're saying. So that's what we're going with. Okay, that's what we're saying. I'm not saying I'm an expert. I'm analyzing the situation. I'm trying to paint a clearer picture for you to show whether or not you should have empathy for this guy or not.
Christian, you're making an assumption. That's all you're doing.
I'm on the radio. Everything's an assumption.
Well, we're assuming.
It's an opinion.
But Michael, we just got through talking that everybody that smokes weed is mental health. You mean go in the history of this guy talking about the life that he had in seventh grade. When he was doing drugs and drinking in the seventh grade, and you talk about his upbringing, the history is there on this guy, that when it happened back in December, a lot of people were coming up with the mental health issue with Josh Gordon.
Every pot smoker has a mental health issue?
No, you're not listening.
There are doctors and college professors who smoke marijuana on a regular basis.
Michael, listen, I appreciate it, but next time maybe you should listen to the show before you call in. I don't understand how to help you here at all. Tony from Medford, please help us out.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I think the last caller was drunk and pretty clear.
I wasn't gonna say it.
Yeah, second of all, real quick, I just want to say this, from you guys keep talking about the mental health perspective, what's the difference between a character issue and someone who has addiction? And I think for Josh, personally, I think that he has more than just an addiction. I think it's a substance abuse issue. And the difference between having an abuse issue and having just an addiction is he's going to do whatever substances he can to the point of which he's, like, not coherent anymore. And he got to a point where he was doing that before practice and before games for a substantial amount of time. If he was doing his whole life I just don't think there's a chance he's going to turn around. I really hope he does. I think it's going to really make a big difference on our team. But I want to get your take on it. I mean, I think you guys bring up some good points about the difference, but it's really, you know, a mental health professional makes that evaluation. They can't obviously share that because of confidentiality. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think the part that's different with Josh Gordon is, you know, any one of us, you know, if you do drug tests at work or if your job falls off and you're showing up drunk and your employer looks at you and say, you know, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and it's affecting your job, then there's a chance they could let you go. You know, and if you fail a drug test, they could let you go. I don't know. You tell me, like, his career. Obviously, I think if he was clean and determined and a different type of mentality, that his career, we know what it would be. It would be an outstanding career. He'd be one of the best wide receivers in football. But last year, when he was having good games with the New England Patriots, and I'm assuming probably still smoking weed, did it affect his play to the point where, like, if it was just between he and his employer would say, you know what, you're no longer part of our company because your play has fallen off? I don't know if it has. I don't know if his play falls off because of the weed he smokes. You know, I remember when he came back in 14, he had that one game where he caught, I think it was like 200 yards for the Browns, and the following week they suspended him. You know, because maybe he was smoking weed when he got 200 yards. I have no idea, but it seems like he still plays football, you know, and it's not like his game drops off, you know, maybe what his career could have been. So, I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things where if the team just had say in it, that they would say, you know what, nope, you're not the player we thought you'd be because of this. You're hurting our team because you're smoking weed. I think it's just a league catching him on a test more than anything.
Well, I think there it's weird where it how different it is with Josh Gordon, where people are so sympathetic towards him.
Well, let me read
and
you.
And they're rooting for him. They want him to succeed, you know, even though it's just how different it's looked upon.
Let me read you Dan Shaughnessy's tweet. Because when this came out, he tweeted out, Pats fans, same folks who would be crushing Josh Gordon as a repeat offender and drug addict if he were reinstated to Kansas City. Now, sensitive and understanding, they sincerely care about Josh and hope he overcomes his disease. So there was a lot of reaction to this tweet. That's our man, Dan. One guy was actually from our guy, Chris Curtis, in the morning. He responded, quote tweeted, since punching your pregnant girlfriend, abusing a child, are synonymous with suffering from addiction, according to the Boston Globe's lead sports columnist. Somebody made a talked about Dan's tweet, and he retweeted it, said that he's not saying that. Chris Curtis, he's not comparing it to Tyreek Hill.
Urge to kill rising.
What he's saying is basically it's a laundry issue, right? And the guy, Andrew, says he's saying if Gordon was on Kansas City with a drug issue and got reinstated, you guys would flip your whatever and you know what. And Dan Shaughnessy says exactly. Nothing to do with the crimes of Tyreek Hill. But if Josh Gordon, let's say he never should have used Kansas City because Tyreek Hill's in our face. Let's say if Josh Gordon was on Pittsburgh and they reinstated him, would Patriots fans be sympathetic and hopefully that this guy gets his life right? Or would they say, I can't believe that Pittsburgh's going to be allowed to use this guy?
Okay, based on everything that I just said, the answer is yes, they would be sympathetic to him because of what he's been, I guess, perceived to be diagnosed with.
Not as sympathetic.
I still think they'd be sympathetic. If you cry or if you claim to have a mental health issue, it's something you're damaged and you have no control over it, you were born this way, or your circumstances led you to think and act this way, then you will have a more sympathetic ear wherever you go, regardless of what jersey you're wearing. That's my opinion. I haven't read any report, but that's my opinion based on just the temperature of the nation when it in regards to mental health issues and people with them.
Okay, and I think those people would be fine.
I don't know what you think.
I think a Patriot fan would be as Dan would say. Maybe not Kansas City comparing to Tyreek Hill and the crimes that he committed, but if he was for Pittsburgh. Patriot fans would sit there and think that he shouldn't deserve a fifth chance, and this is ridiculous.
That's I don't want to honor that.
I think it's a laundry thing. But all right, listen, the first hour is brought to you by Audi Norwell. Audi Norwell, your exclusive Audi dealer, on the South Shore. Now, earlier today, Christian and I sat down with the coach. You'll hear Coach Bill Belichick when we come back right after this.